USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court decision on voting in Pennsylvania is a very dangerous one. Trump tweeted in a post that was flagged by Twitter, calling it disputed and might be misleading. President Trump Monday called a U.S. Supreme Court decision that said Pennsylvania could allow mail ballots through Friday dangerous, adding it would lead to violence. The Supreme Court last month ruled 4-4 to keep a lower court decision in place that allows ballots postmarked by Election Day to be counted for another 3 days, despite Republican objections. Election Day is here. Be sure to get your civic duty done if you have not already done so. An unidentified British businessman is so confident President Trump will win re-election, he put up $5 million with a bookie in Curazao. Now, if he wins, he'll be $15 million richer. We'll find out. USA Radio News election coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Long lines are expected at some polling places around America this election day. Tips on keeping COVID safe? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Despite the record turnout for early voting in many states, millions of Americans have yet to exercise their cherished right to cast a ballot. That means long lines will be the norm on election day. Standing in a slow-moving line at a polling center certainly raises your risk of catching COVID-19. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News the mask you wear is key.
Well, remember, the masks serve two purposes. One is to protect other people from you. So if you're asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic, if you have a mask on, you're less likely to expel respiratory droplets that can infect other people. The other purpose is to provide you some measure of protection if, in fact, you're around people who are infected. So if you want a mask to afford you some protection from other people, quality matters.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New York Football Giants 25-23 in Monday Night Football last night. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Will new voters from out of state help turn Texas blue? USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
The term used here is Californication, and it's what seems to be happening in this typically red state. A large majority of new voters are from Democrat-run states. They're moving into Texas for a better life and to escape the high cost of homes and taxes where they come from. Will they bring blue votes with them, or will Texas's still affordable way of life have them seeing red? Early voting alone in Texas is higher than the total that voted altogether in the 2016 presidential election. So Tuesday in Texas could be a toss-up. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
NASCAR's Final Four has been determined. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Kevin Harvick won 9 races this season and easily took home the regular season championship. But he won't be racing for NASCAR's top prize as he was eliminated from the championship playoffs on Sunday. Harvick was a favorite to take home the title, but after spinning out on the final lap at Martinsville and finishing 17th, Harvick ended up on the outside looking in. Instead, Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, and Sunday's race winner Chase Elliott advanced to next week's season finale at Phoenix to race for the 2020 championship. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Be sure to check out our USA Radio News election coverage beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.